Hello from the Essex Book Festival podcast, bringing people's stories into your hearts and homes and the chance to spend some time walking in the shoes of a fellow human here on planet Earth. My name is Glenys Newton and our guest today is Majid Adin.
Yes, hello Glenys.
Who is from Iran and now living here in the UK. Welcome Majid and thank you for taking part.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you've now been in the UK for 4 years, just over 4 years?
Around 4 years, yes. I came exactly 21st of the April 2016, 2 days before 400th celebration of the Shakespeare birthday.
Good timing. So when you arrived,
yes,
you entered a competition with Elton John and yes, won the competition and did the animation for Rocket Man.
Yeah.
So not long after arriving from Calais, from France, you were then taken back to France, but this time to launch your film at the Cannes Film Festival.
Around April and March 2016, I was on the street in the Calais jungle camp or something. But yeah, 1 year later, in the May 2017, I was so lucky. It was like a miracle. I was in the Cannes with the many rich people, celebrities, seven stars hotels, red carpet. It was like a Bollywood movie.
The film that you did for Rocket Man was showing the journey of a refugee.
For the Elton John chose my idea for the Rocketman song, for the make the music video. This film I inspired from my own experience as a refugee.
And your journey.
And my journey, yes.
Yeah. And now you are writing a book.
This is a very difficult experience because I'm not a writer. I hadn't any experience with writing, also in my own language, in Farsi. But with help of helping you, we are writing a book and illustrating the graphic novel.
And this is the story of Hamid, and he's living in London, and the story of like the cultural differences, him learning the language, learning to live in a new country, and more than anything, it's learning about himself.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, the first layer, the main character, we have a different character in this book, maybe around 20 different characters. Many of them is the refugees, many different. The main character is that his name is the Hamid. Hamid is a refugee from the Iran and came to, from the something I have my own experience, came from the France, Europe, and Calais jungle, and came to the UK and meet the Shakespeare, and Shakespeare helps him to followed his dreams. He has a dream to the Disney's new society, great writer, became the famous, many goals, many dreams in the new land. And Shakespeare helps him to find better himself, to how to he can be a writer. Actually, the first layer is the journey of the Hamid in the different countries from the east to west. But the deeper layer of the book is the inner hero journey.
Journey is sometimes just as difficult as the outer journey. Sometimes it's more difficult.
Yes, of course, it's more difficult. We find it in the old literature. In the, for example, in Iran, if we have this kind of the stories, there's so much can be in the. If you go to that, I don't know about the Western literature so much about the, but in the Sufism and Irfan, in Iran, Persian, Irfan and Sufis, we have many Arif and Sufis person. They have a journey, and this journey actually it was the inner journey. Inner hero journey, in the one way of that you can find yourself, is that you go to the journey and find yourself with this experience, and thinking about the life experience.
It is the stuff of mythology, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a mythology. There's Shakespeare here is a symbol of the Western civilization or wisdom part of the Hamid. Actually, the Hamid is the interpretation of the Hamlet.
Yes.
The relationship of the Hamid and Shakespeare is not like a teacher and a student. It's Hamid asks some question and Shakespeare answers to this. It's like a father and son.
On your journey in life, who has been your inspiration and teacher?
In my real life,
yeah,
but many people there was. For example, Iranian director Mahmal Bof, he was my teacher, and Shakespeare also.
Shakespeare, good man. So, with your book, what message would you hope that people might get from reading the book?
This book has a different layer. The first layer is he's adapting to this new situation, and yeah, he follow his dream, how to make a dialogue to each other. These are this first layer, but maybe you can find a deeper layer, how a human, how it has a journey inside of himself, and discover about we can have a conversation with ourselves, to the world around ourselves. Any person, I think, is a many of them or problems is the human's problem is about the communication. We have three kinds of the communication with ourselves, with other people, humans, and the world around us. We need to develop these three conversations. First things we need to correct our conversation with ourselves. This conversation of the Hamid with the Shakespeare, it actually is the inner conversation of the Hamid with himself. This is the wisdom of the Easter. Actually, any humans, all of us, we have an answer of all of our questions inside of ourselves. But I try to improve and correct my conversation to myself and answer of my question from myself.
It's not an easy book to write, is it?
Any writers is that say that more complicated topics in the universe say that the easiest and simplest way. This is our choice, how we can look to this memorize in the tragedy, comedy, realistic, in which way we can use it. I think the best way of that looking to the past is that with the comedy. Yeah. What's the benefit of that? You looking to the past with the tragedy. Comedy is a powerful. If you look into the Shakespeare text, the number of the comedy of the Shakespeare is the more than the tragedy he wrote.
What advice would you give to somebody who was thinking of launching out and becoming an artist? What would you say to them?
Me also, I get this advice. I read Iranian director. It was very helpful for me. Kiarostami told me, if you want to make a film, any creation, you're looking to the reality. It's so important. Very. It doesn't matter for the what kind of the art we work in or which style. You want to be a writer, painter, filmmaker, animator, anything. The roots and inspiring part of you should be looking to yourself, to the something around your feeling and your experience. This is so much important. After that, the second part, you can look into the arts and books of the other artists, other writers.
So you're also a brilliant cook. Lots of talents. I'm witness to that.
I think it's that art is like a cooking, actually. When you can be a good cook, you like the food. You when you create the one art for the first audience, it needs to be at yourself. What book do you like to have? Which book or a film or painting you really enjoyed?
That's true.
You make the first audience for yourself something you really you like, you love and enjoy, and just you try, yes, I have this meal, but I like to share with other people.
That's very good advice, actually. Do what you love and then share it.
Yeah, I love in photography anything. I say when I go to the some places, say, wow, that's a beautiful landscape, this beautiful picture here, beautiful moments here. I love to keep it, fix it this time and share it with the other people. Yeah. I enjoy to see the, this beautiful tree on beautiful cloud on the blue sky. That's lovely. I like to keep it for myself anytime and see it again and share it with the other people. They also enjoy it. When you have this feeling and share it with others, this is true art, I think. Any art is like that.
So, to end, do you have any final words, wisdom, here about how we might be able to better connect with each other in the world?
What's the message of this book, Hamid at Shakespeare? Also, it's this one. The first thing, if you want to make a better communication with the other people and world, and we have a better world, first we need to improve our communication with ourselves. If we love ourselves, if we like ourselves with the anything we have. Final message, Hamid is, he tried to be a successful, great writer. And some message from the Shakespeare is that, yeah, you are fine, you like yourself, you love yourself, you don't need to try too hard to be other person, you be a great person, you have the great things to like yourself or other people like you. Just be yourself.
I think that's a good words of wisdom. Be yourself. You are the only person on this planet who is qualified to do that job of being yourself.
Yeah, that's each person is the unique.
Thank you very much, Majid. You do a fabulous job of connecting people through your art. And it's been an absolute pleasure having you as a guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.